This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour on the DJV program, and the stars of the program are all lined up. The stars are aligned for you and your benefit. Jennifer Horn is here, star of the day. Who will it be? Victoria Keelan also is a star of the day. Kara Schillen, a star in her own right, here on your side, at your service, and all that good stuff. You're living at a new level. Hopefully you speak in terms of gratitude when you start your day. Some people listening to us at early in the day, some during the midday, some people listen, and it's around. It's everywhere. You can get the DJV show. Just go to djvshow.com, djvshow.com, for the podcast and for the show as it airs and through the day, the whole thing. We're here, and I will not tell a soul. If you decide you want to listen to the whole thing and you stop what you're doing, I won't tell anybody. Nope, I will not tell a soul. All right, so Jennifer, you have your eyes and ears upon the folks at Google. This is almost becoming another Google. Some of these big social media, Facebook, they're like their own country. They have their own rules and rule of law, and they're so powerful. They can get away with a lot of stuff that the average company can't, right? And I mean, between their influence and their money becomes their influence. Is it a danger? Is it dangerous? It's like government. They become like governments, in a sense, yes?
Well, they can definitely decide what people see and what they don't see. So there is a lot of control. And that's exactly why this lawsuit has come into effect, and actually more than a lawsuit, a probe into Google's practices. The attorneys general representing 48 states, as well as District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, announced the opening of a sweeping antitrust investigation into Google on Monday from the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. It was led by the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who will lead the probe with eight fellow attorneys general. They accused Google of dominating all aspects of advertising on the Internet and searching on the Internet, and announced this broad investigation. The probe is going to focus on whether Google's all-encompassing business model unlawfully harms competition and consumers. The quote from Ashley Moody, who is the attorney general for Florida, she said, when there is no longer a free market or competition, this increases prices even when something is marketed as free and harms consumers. Is something really free if we are increasingly giving over our privacy information? Is something really free online if ad prices go up based on one company's control? Javier Becerra, who is California's attorney general, and the Alabama attorney general, Steve Marshall, are the only two state attorney generals not to opt out of participating in the probe. So California and Alabama not participating. Everybody else is in the pool to investigate Google. They're already facing antitrust scrutiny at the federal level from Congress and from the Department of Justice, because on Friday, in an investor filing, Google revealed that the DOJ sent a mandatory request for information last month as part of its Silicon Valley antitrust review. And all of this comes as the big headline a couple of days ago was that Google had participated in influencing the 2016 election by removing searches that were in support of Donald Trump and instead in support, pretty much putting their support behind Hillary Clinton in terms of what you would get as results in a search engine on Google. So a lot of trouble for them, a lot of scrutiny as to how they're impacting the advertising market, a lot on how they influence politics, what we see, what we think, what we feel. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out for them. So a lot of questions about what's private business and what's not, what's their right to do.
Can we go back a little bit? Why?
Yeah.
You said there were two states that didn't opt in.
California.
Because? Why did they?
And Alabama.
Why?
I don't know.
Alabama.
You know, usually they get them in the same sentence. Yeah. So what is
there
obviously
about California, because maybe they don't want to rock the boat with Google, right?
This is
that would be my guess, there. Yeah.
That's back to talking about how powerful they are.
Right.
If a state is basically California, state of California, saying we're afraid of you, Google. That's what they're saying. That's the way I read it anyway.
And that they don't really care about the bias or if it's impacting industry because they're making money from Google because there's, you know, Google's right here.
Yeah.
Well, what's the Alabama connection, though? That's really interesting.
Wait a minute. Alabama, isn't that where Dorian's going?
Yes.
Or do I miss that?
That's right. Circling back from Canada.
Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it's a small airline with small planes. The last time we heard about the budget airline WOW, W-O-W Air, from Iceland, it ceased operations in March, straining 4,000 passengers. Well, boys and girls, you'll be happy to know that they're going to come back to life next month, thanks to a major investment by U.S. Aerospace Associates. U.S. Aerospace Associates is a plane leasing operation, so they must figure that WOW has enough routes. Now, let's see here.
Iceland's hot. I didn't know. When this happened, I think Kara actually had a friend who was in Iceland at the time and got stranded. Right, Kara?
She was lucky because so they didn't have any, like, internet. She hadn't even seen the news story yet when I saw it and was like, what the heck? So I sent it to her, and luckily she got it early enough that she was able to get flights out. But she saw so many other people that were stuck there, and when they finally got flights, they had to spend, like, $5,000. So if I was going to Iceland, I would go nowhere near this airline. It left so many people there, and they didn't let anybody... And they didn't give anybody notice.
See, that's the problem.
It took months and months to get money back.
A name like that, even if it's a different operation, it's tough. Very tough to get over the PR messes that were created by, just as Kara suggested, all those people who were stranded up there who had to wait until... there's some airlines that go up now. American flies to Reykjavik. Iceland Air flies from Reykjavik to Europe and into the United States. And they
such a hot destination for millennials, especially.
Place, yeah.
So they needed there is a need for a budget airline. So if it's managed well, then maybe they can make a successful comeback.
But Iceland Air is not exactly an expensive airline. They use 757s. They have amenities, but their prices. A lot of people choose to go Iceland Air to Europe because it's less expensive. They have to, you know, do layover in Reykjavik sometimes for a couple of hours, but it's not like changing. Not like anybody who decides to fly from Boston to L.A. and wants to go through Chicago and make a connection, it's the same kind of thing. So I don't get the need for this airline. But somebody must figure it. These people are, as I said, they're plane leasing company, and so they must figure that this is the first time I've ever heard of them actually running an airline. They lease planes to other... Most of the major airlines lease planes, and then they're the largest buyer of planes. Seems kind of a weird deal. Also, while we're talking about what's up in the air, the U.S. Air Force reviewing how it books accommodations for crews during international layovers. The order from the military branch's leadership came after reports that said that Air Force C-17 crews stay at one of President Trump's resorts in Scotland. Okay, so this is not too bright. Somebody's not too bright. Either this didn't really happen, or somebody's not too bright in the Pentagon for even scaring. Because and they're not very bright at the Trump Organization for accepting the reservation. Right? I saw this over the weekend. I thought, this isn't going to look good. I'd like to go stay at the place, though. Would you look at the how it looks like a wonderful place in Scotland. It looks fabulous. Yeah, but not smart to have connected the two. It just doesn't make any sense at all under the circumstances. Okay, I want to talk about phasing out single-use plastics in California. It seems like a decent idea. We'll talk about that and how it's going to take place in a moment. 16 past the hour here on the DJV program.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life. But type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of quickies for you DJ viewers who are moving along quickly. I talk often about what goes on in my community of Framingham, Massachusetts. There's a big deal with Eastern Equine Encephalitis, also known as Triple E. Some cases of the virus were confirmed in neighborhoods around here. A school department has canceled outdoor recess. Now, when the first frost comes along, the mosquitoes go away. But it's interesting, we were talking about this off the air, how mosquitoes go after a particular blood type. And apparently, Victoria, you have it because you get beaten. I don't get bitten by
I don't know what my blood type is. I should know, but I don't.
Yeah.
But I had read something a while ago that it was actually a certain blood type that mosquitoes are attracted to. But yeah. if these specific mosquitoes are maybe carrying a different type of disease, then maybe there's something else that they're attracted to. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Also, the state of California, Jennifer, says they're going to phase out single-use plastics. So that would be no more straws, no
plastic
more glasses.
Straws.
Yeah, anything.
Plastic bottles. Like, right.
Plastic
yeah.
bottles. So how will that go over with the locals?
It probably doesn't go over very well because there's a lot of things that people don't like about change, but that doesn't necessarily matter. What the people of California want doesn't necessarily matter to the California lawmakers. So they are trying to phase out non-recyclable single-use packaging containers by 2030. There are actually three bills that should end up on Gavin Newsom's
so
desk.
So how do they, what do they do instead?
Exactly.
Packaging?
I mean, look, we've already, from the plastic straws, we've gotten paper straws. In San Francisco, they sell water in glass bottles now instead so that you can pay $7 for water instead of $5. You know, there's all kinds of things that they do.
$5 for water?
I think it'll probably, oh yeah, at the airport, easy. But I think it'll have some limitations for small business who are going to have to go over to more expensive products.
Right. 21 after the hour.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Hello.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How people come up with ideas for songs, lyric line, I'm over drinking over you. That's interesting. Yeah. A lot of people might identify with this, and that's obviously what they're trying to do. Any good musician group trying to attract as much attention. This is Little Big Town, and they are welcoming in the new year with Nightfall this year. Can you imagine? We're talking about the new year already. This is a January 17th release next year of this LP called Nightfall, a group unveiling the first single from Nightfall called Over Drinking. I'm going to stop drinking, in other words, because I'm sick of thinking about you. right? Isn't that really kind of it?
Yeah.
They played at Carnegie Hall, which is really, that's pretty substantial. Right? You know, usually have
they
groups like this.
They will be at Carnegie Hall, yeah.
Oh, that's in the January 17th? That's the whole thing? Oh.
Well, at the beginning of January, they're going to be at Carnegie Hall, and I think they're doing maybe multiple nights. And then they go on their new tour, the Nightfall tour.
Yeah, right, okay. Little Big Town, been a staple at many of the country's larger concert venues and festivals over the past decade or so. But for this group's winter through spring tour, they're going to concentrate on a more intimate theater setting that echoes the band's residency at the Ryman Auditorium. Following the Carnegie Hall appearance, the foursome will play two nights at Harlem's Apollo Theater. Caitlin Smith will open all the dates following the Carnegie Hall concert, with the tour currently scheduled through early May. Did I talk a little
interesting
bit?
Interesting that they're going to be at the Apollo.
Yes, that is very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I talked yesterday about the PBS special of country music and how it affected it. Really, when I think about the Ryman, you know, I performed sort of
at the Ryman.
That's right. Yeah, I did. It was Skeeter Davis. We had a convention of tacos in Nashville, and we were invited to come to the Ryman with all of the their acts play every week in the country world. That's how they sort of get their bona fides in. Skeeter Davis, I saw her, met her, and I said, I love that song. And she said, you want to sing it with me? So I went up with a couple of others, and we sang it. It's a night to be remembered, as you can imagine.
Next up,
musically, the annual Allman Family Revival Tribute, which is aimed at remembering Greg Allman, grown into a three-city tour this year. It hit San Fran, Denver, and New York. It's coming December. Lineup includes the Allman Betts Band, Cheap Trick's Robin Zander, Robert Randolph, Todd Parker Moore of Big Head, Todd and the Monsters, Jimmy Hall, Samantha Fish, and Jimmy Vivino. Not everybody is going to be in all the shows, but it's an interesting combination, isn't it, of people? Show's taking place December 7th at San Francisco's Fillmore. There's a storied joint, if there ever was one.
Legendary, yeah.
Oh, my God. Denver's the Mission Ballroom, and then at the Beacon Theater, another storied place here in Boston on the 28th of December.
New York. The Beacon's in New York.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yes.
But it is a very famous venue, and you're right.
Yes,
it is a storied venue. So you're right about all that.
There's one in Boston as well. Anyway, all the proceeds benefit the School of Rock. Is that the movie that white was in, or black?
Jack Black.
As opposed to Jack White.
Right.
The Allman Betts Band. Yes, right. Led by Greg Allman's son, Devin, and Dickie Betts' son, Dwayne Betts. This group came together last year, honor the music of Allman Brothers, along with their original song. So, this looks like kind of an interesting deal, doesn't it, huh? Hey, this song. Crank it up. 28 past the hour. Thank you, Kara.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District casting ballots in a special election today. At a rally in Fayetteville last night in support of the Republican Dan Bishop, President Trump said by electing Bishop today, Republicans
take the first steps to firing Speaker Pelosi and winning back the House in 2020.
The president saying a vote for the Democrat in today's special election, Dan McCready, is a vote for radical socialism. The Pentagon says North Korea launched 2 rockets that traveled about 200 miles off its east coast yesterday. The U.S. and South Korean military is still trying to determine exactly what type of missiles they were, but the launches came just hours after the North's foreign minister said that country was willing to restart talks with the U.S. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Clarification time on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I think it's clear who I am and what my role is here. I'm here to herd the cats. And the cat group includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeley, and Kara Schilling.
I don't think you can call us that in the Me Too movement anymore.
Really? What can I call you then? What do I call you?
Women.
Got a better suggestion?
Strong, empowered women.
Strong, empowered women. Yes. That's what this is all about. Well,
I'm still okay with being a chick.
You are okay.
I'm fine with that.
You could probably call me a cat, too. It would be fine.
You can be strong and empowered. Let's get to the latest on Kevin Hart, Victoria, who, as many remember, was seriously hurt last week in a car crash that didn't involve him driving, but pretty much messed up the car. You were looking at pictures of the car. Nothing left of the car. Yeah. It looked like it had been through a crusher before it even got to the crusher.
It's a miracle that the three people were not killed, and Kevin Hart had back surgery, but he's walking and seems to be doing okay. The driver, we haven't really heard much about the driver. It was Kevin Hart's friend who took the wheel and was driving his 1970 Barracuda, which Kevin had just bought for his, I don't know if it's his 40th or 50th, whatever it was, some milestone birthday
40th.
This summer.
Yeah.
And then there was a female passenger in the back seat. She managed to just walk away with some scratches, so she was really lucky. But yes, were they on the PCH? Where were they? When they went off the road, they went off the PCH to head up to the 101.
So they
ran off the road, and basically the guy, Kevin Hart's friend, he was driving the car. This is a very, very powerful car. They're looking into figuring out, was it a mechanical error? I've said from the beginning, I think this is just a driver who had no idea how much power this car had and ran them off the road. They had to cut the roof off to get them out, so that when you see the pictures of it, it does look like it's been through one of those, you know, junkyard crushers, but it's actually missing the top part of the car. So now the California Highway Patrol is involved. They've been investigating this, and they say that because of this crash, they may end up making a recommendation to the state legislature to require that car companies that customize and restore classic muscle cars, that they have to have safety harnesses installed, even if it deviates from the original vehicle, which, as you know, Doug, you've had lots of classic cars. That really can alter the value of a car as well if you've
right.
got a really high-end.
Right, they don't want the new stuff.
Yeah.
Right. There are old lap seat belts, which basically in an accident like that will rip you in half. The old seat belt.
And we don't know if they were wearing those lap belts. I don't know. All they said is in this 1970 Barracuda, harnesses were not required, so there weren't any actual four-point harnesses that are in a lot of these muscle cars when people drag race. They did not have that. So the California Highway Patrol is saying that the safety harnesses could have prevented or even minimized the serious injuries that Kevin Hart, experienced and had back surgery and everything.
So now, basically, this is
going to go up to the state level, and they'll try to figure out if there are other similar crashes involving classic cars. Then they say that because of this one, they may make the law blanketed. Everyone has to have a harness to prevent injury.
Well, it's back to California being the child, being the parent, and everybody lives there a child. These roads that go, the Malibu cut off, the Temecula, I mean, any one of these that go from, let's say, the PCH, when you go up beyond Pacific Palisades into Malibu and then even further up, but mostly these are Malibu roads, and they're dangerous. They just are. They cut into the side of mountains, and they're not aimed. I mean, they're windy. And the more you go up, if you could take the Mulholland. Jennifer, when was the last time you were over on Mulholland?
A couple weeks ago.
You know what I'm talking about, those S-curves and...
Oh, yeah, and there's warnings everywhere.
Right.
So many people. Actually, Malibu is number one in traffic fatalities across the whole entire country. This area is extremely dangerous.
Right.
And people take these curves like they're no big deal. And there's a ton of motorcycle riders up there. There are a ton of
people who like to... And there are no guardrails along here.
No, what people don't realize, because Malibu, so when we think about Malibu, we think about the beach, but Malibu is actually, that's where it's a wine region, and so you go all the way up into the hills before you drop back down into the valley, and it's extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, in the background of the pictures of the crash with Kevin Hart's car, they went through a white fence, plowed through the fence, and you can see it's a very mountainous area where they were. So
there's hardly any fences. And whatever that fence is, it isn't enough.
Might have been a winery. It might be someone's private winery estate or something, because it's like a three-post fence or
three-rail fence?
Three-rail. There you go.
Fence. Yeah, right. Jennifer, could I ask you, or maybe everybody's got a little input on this. Okay, well, I'm going to anyway. The latest on the border and what's going on we've got some new deal with Mexico. So the Mexicans taking the lead on halting not only their people, but the people from Central America coming up. It just seems the last couple of weeks there's been nothing going on, whereas this has been a frenzy.
It's not nothing, that's for sure, but it is a lot less. Arrests were down, I think, in the double digits of percentages. I think it was over 10 or 15%. Apprehensions were down at the border this month, and that's a big deal because every single month leading up until the summer, those apprehensions were going up and up and up and up and up. And so what people are saying, I just actually saw an interview with Ken Cuccinelli the other day, who heads up Border Patrol, is that Mexico's been cooperating more in a couple of different ways. First, they've initiated more checkpoints at the southern part of their country. So as people are starting their journey up here, Mexico is turning them away right away. And then part two of that is when they are caught or they're coming up to the border, they're being held in Mexico instead of in the United States. And both of those things are contributing to less apprehensions on our end. Now, is it still way too many? Yeah, the numbers are still really, really high. But they're not these historic numbers that we saw just a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was interesting because it seems like to have evaporated in terms of focus. Speaking of focus, you may or may not remember that Rand Paul had a fist fight, with his next-door neighbor about...
His neighbor attacked him while he was
mowing his lawn. Right.
Yeah, he was mowing his grass with headphones on, and his neighbor attacked him from behind, actually.
Right, yeah. And so he was tried, found guilty, and sentenced. But apparently the sentence was too light. Who brought this back to Rand Paul?
What was
who
the sentence? Do we know?
Went back.
It was
like a couple of months.
I don't even think he saw any jail time, actually. It was very minimal. And so the judge ordered that he'd be resentenced after... they ruled that the original 30-day sentence was too lenient. It was a Sixth Circuit court judge who said the lower court that imposed that sentence after the guy pleaded guilty, I mean, he admitted to it, to assaulting Rand Paul, had no compelling justification for sentencing him below federal guidelines. So he was actually sentenced below even what the minimum is for the feds. So the judge said federal defendants with a criminal history category of the person who was convicted of assault receive an average sentence of 26 months imprisonment and a median sentence of 21 months. So they vacated his original sentence and now are doing a remand for resentencing. So he'll see more jail time.
All right.
It was a serious thing. Rand Paul
had to have
a piece of his lung removed because broken bones. Yeah. His rib was puncturing his lung. I mean, it was serious stuff.
All right. So speaking of serious stuff, September 11th is upon us, and I'm wondering each year, I don't really know what, and I don't expect an answer right now, but I wonder how best to approach that whole thing. How much of our nation is thinking it'll be number one on the minds of the news media, I'm sure. Do we need to forget it? Do we need to remember certain aspects of it? Do we need to go back some of the values that were part of that horror? Were really good for our country. We seem to have lost those. I'm just over the next 24 hours or so, it's worth it to sort of think what the approach ought to be. Food for thought, in a manner of speaking. And also, speaking of anniversaries, the UFO thing in Roswell, is that next week? When is that? When are they?
September 20th?
Yeah. Yeah, next Friday.
20th. Next week and Friday, okay. I'm going to Denver that day. Maybe I should take a side trip and go out.
I think it would be fun.
That town is
supposed to be overrun with people. It's so small.
They're crazy. Yeah, that'd be crazy. 44 at the hour here on the DJV program.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or prediabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Here's great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car or motorcycle insurance. Good deal. The pictures, I was looking during the break at some pictures of some of the most wonderful parts of our country, the Grand Canyon. You know, I've never really spent any time in, I've been around and over it, but never in it.
Me neither.
Grand Canyon. And it reminds me
our
of so many.
Our parents are lacking, obviously. They didn't take us on that trip that everybody
used
to do.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So there are so many other great places. I maintain the United States government owns too much land. But some of the land that it does own is fabulous. I noticed that the Fish and Wildlife Service is not going to grant Yellowstone National Park's bison protection under the Endangered Species Act. It says it will consider protections for the Mojave poppy bee and the red squirrel. Groups petitioning to get Yellowstone's bison on the endangered species list. How many of them are there left? I don't know.
I think that's the only place they are, right?
Yeah, well, in that
wild
vicinity.
Wild bison?
Yeah, in that vicinity. Kind of reminds me of a scene from Kevin Costner's movie, which featured that, and some of the older westerns, but certainly, what was it, Wolves Talking to Wolves? Or
Dances with Wolves.
Dancing. With Wolves. Yes, yeah.
talking with Wolves.
And dancing with them. He may have sung to them, too. How do you know? You don't really know. Anyway, agency conducting more intensive reviews before making any final decisions on bison. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
When you have
have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
After the hour, one of the things that it's funny, Victoria, some of the things that you hear back from listeners, one of the things I hear more often than not is, we want more food news. I want to know more about what to eat and what not to eat and what will help me and what won't. So,
I love food news. That's like one of my favorites.
I know it is. And you're usually the one who starts all of that stuff, but I'll start it today. The folks at Taco Bell, this is not exactly the eminent, elegant cuisine, but they have a new menu item. It's called the Toasted Cheddar Chalupa, C-H-A-L-U-P-A, sharp cheddar cheese baked into the taco shell itself. They're trying to appeal to cheese lovers, apparently. The dish makes its nationwide debut later this week. Same day, the taco chain will officially axe 9 different items, including the cool ranch-flavored Doritos Locos Taco and the Locos Taco, the fiery Locos Taco. I don't know any of these because I don't...
That's just super spicy Doritos.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So what do you think about this? Cheddar-flavored chalupa.
I think it's probably going to be a big hit.
You do.
If you bake some cheddar cheese into the taco shell, why not? Taco shells don't have any flavor anyway, so it makes sense.
Yeah, so is this still a 99-cent thing? How do they make any money selling you stuff for 99 cents?
Well, you have to look at the ingredients and wonder, you know.
Yeah,
Taco Bell should be like a special treat. It should not be something that's a staple in your diet.
No, not at all. Up next, can blueberries boost your memory on Food News after this?
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Did you know that blueberries have been growing in Maine for 10,000 years? Wild
really?
Blueberries, one of America's most and oldest indigenous crops. When it comes to heart health, cancer prevention, healthy eating advocates say that blueberries can make a big impact. When you break open a wild blueberry or eat it, you'll get stains on your teeth, on your fingers, that sort of thing. The stains are pigments, which are the health protective compounds that help with cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, memory loss, and many forms of cancer. Wild blueberries also have antiviral characteristics that can boost your immune system. They contain essential nutrients like vitamin C, vitamin K, manganese, flavonoids, all of this stuff rich in antioxidants. It's a fabulous fruit. And the more wild blueberries you can grow, the better. Because unlike farm blueberries, the wild ones, they are called low bush berries. They grow naturally in colder weather. That's why they do so well up in Maine. Natives have used wild berries for centuries in natural medicines. And while so-called superfruits, like, is it, I know how to pronounce it, acai, acai, how do you
acai.
Pronounce it? Acai. Acai, that too. They've been making a lot of waves for their antioxidant-rich properties and color and all that stuff. Blueberries are the most special fruit that you can eat. So the answer
wild
to the question
blueberries,
is,
yeah.
Blueberries, yes.
Yeah.
Always yes. I have a whole box every day.
But do you eat the wild ones or just the conventional?
Wherever I go, in the summertime you get the wild ones. Wintertime you can't. I emptied out a box of wild ones yesterday. They're just the little ones, the little eensy-teensy.
Yeah. They don't have as much flavor as the bigger ones.
No,
they're more tart, but they are so much. Yeah. I put them in smoothies because they actually also clean out heavy metals from your system
and from your brain.
It's really, if you've got brain fog, do a wild blueberry like smoothie every. Seriously, there are a lot of. No, I'm not even joking. Like there are a lot of medical books now out there that talk to Jack. He'll probably tell you. Yeah. You know, but yeah, there's a you can do just wild blueberry smoothies, and all you need is like a cup a day or something.
Yep.
It's really healthy.
Good. So I should live forever then. I have a whole box every day.
Yep.
59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.